Chapter 27. The Centaur and the Sneak.
"I'll bet you wish you hadn't given up divination now, don't you, Hermione?" asked Parvati, smirking. It was breakfast time a few days after the sacking of Professor Trelawney, and Parvati was curling her eyelashes around her wand and examining the effect in the back of her spoon. They were to have their first lesson with Ferenczi that morning.
"Not really," said Hermione indifferently, who was reading the Daily Prophet. "I've never really liked horses."
She turned a page of the newspaper, scanning its columns.
"He's not a horse, he's a centaur," said Lavender, sounding shocked.
"A gorgeous centaur," sighed Parvati.
"Either way, he's still got four legs," said Hermione coolly. "Anyway, I thought you two were all upset that Trelawney had gone."
"We are," Lavender assured her. "We went up to her office to see her. We took her some daffodils. Not the honking ones that Sprout's got. Nice ones."
"How is she?" asked Harry.
"Not very good, poor thing," said Lavender sympathetically. "She was crying and saying she'd rather leave the castle forever than stay here if Umbridge is still here. And I don't blame her. Umbridge was horrible to her, wasn't she?"
"I've got a feeling Umbridge has only just started being horrible," said Hermione darkly.
"Impossible," said Ron, who was tucking into a large plate of eggs and bacon. "She can't get any worse than she's been already."
"You mark my words, she's going to want revenge on Dumbledore for appointing a new teacher without consulting her," said Hermione, closing the newspaper. "Especially another part human. You saw the look on her face when she saw Ferenczi."
After breakfast, Hermione departed for her arithmancy class, and Harry and Ron followed Parvati and Lavender into the entrance hall, heading for divination.
"Aren't we going up to North Tower?" asked Ron, looking puzzled as Parvati bypassed the marble staircase.
Parvati looked scornfully over her shoulder at him.
"How do you expect Ferenczi to climb that ladder? We're in Classroom 11 now. It was on the notice board yesterday."
Classroom 11 was situated in the ground floor corridor, leading off the entrance hall on the opposite side to the Great Hall. Harry knew it to be one of those classrooms that were never used regularly, and that it therefore had the slightly neglected feeling of a cupboard or storeroom. When he entered it right behind Ron and found himself right in the middle of a forest clearing, he was therefore momentarily stunned.
"What the?"
The classroom floor had become springily mossy, and trees were growing out of it. Their leafy branches fanned across the ceiling and windows so that the room was full of slanting shafts of soft, dappled green light. The students who had already arrived were sitting on the earthy floor with their backs resting against tree trunks or boulders, arms wrapped around their knees or folded tightly across their chests, looking rather nervous. In the middle of the room, where there were no trees, stood Ferenczi.
"Harry Potter,"
he said, holding out a hand when Harry entered.
Hi,
said Harry, shaking hands with the centaur, who surveyed him unblinkingly through those astonishingly blue eyes, but did not smile.
Good to see you.
And you, said the centaur, inclining his white blonde head. It was foretold that we would meet again.
Harry noticed that there was a shadow of a hoof-shaped bruise on Ferenczi's chest. As he turned to join the rest of the class upon the floor, he saw that they were all looking at him with awe, apparently deeply impressed that he was on speaking terms with Ferenczi, whom they seemed to find intimidating. When the door was closed and the last student had sat down upon a tree stump beside the waste paper basket, Ferenczi gestured around the room.
"Professor Dumbledore has kindly arranged this classroom for us," said Ferenczi, when everyone had settled down. "In imitation of my natural habitat, I would have preferred to teach you in the Forbidden Forest, which was until Monday my home, but this is not possible."
"Please, sir," said Parvati breathlessly, raising her hand. "Why not? We've been in there with Hagrid. We're not frightened."
"It is not a question of your bravery," said Ferenczi, "but of my position. I can no longer return to the forest. My herd has banished me."
"Herd?"
said Lavender in a confused voice, and Harry knew she was thinking of cows.
"What? Oh!"
Comprehension dawned on her face.
"There are more of you?"
she said, stunned.
"Did Hagrid breed you like the Thestrals?" asked Dean eagerly.
Ferenczi turned his head very slowly to face Dean, who seemed to realize at once that he had said something very offensive.
"I didn't. I meant... sorry," he finished in a hushed voice. "Centaurs are not the servants or playthings of humans," said Ferenczi quietly.
There was a pause. Then Parvati raised her hand again.
"Please, sir, why have the other centaurs banished you?"
"Because I have agreed to work for Professor Dumbledore," said Ferenczi. "They see this as a betrayal of our kind.